Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the Gospel reading from John chapter 3. And at the beginning of our Gospel reading, Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night to ask him a question. And who is this man, Nicodemus? Our text tells us that Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a ruler and leader of the Jews. And here he is seeking out Jesus, this upstart teacher that is kind of going to make the Pharisees mad very shortly. We can see how it would be a little bit risky for Nicodemus to go talk to Jesus at all. Because fast forwarding in the Gospel of John to John chapter 9, we hear that the Pharisees had been putting anyone out of the synagogue who would say that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus infuriated them with his teaching and his claims about himself, so they didn't want people to go after him, to hear him. But Nicodemus seems like he's genuine. He goes and talks to Jesus and says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And then later in John chapter 7, Nicodemus actually defends Jesus when the rest of the Pharisees are trying to arrest Jesus without a trial. He urges them that they cannot judge him without first hearing him. So Nicodemus certainly does seem to be coming to Jesus genuinely, not like the other scribes and Pharisees who often ask Jesus questions only to trap him in his words. Nicodemus does certainly seem to be seeking him. So how do we come to Jesus when we are seeking him? How do we hear the word of Jesus in true faith? How do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? These are the things that Jesus seeks to answer when he talks to Nicodemus. And his answer is simple. You must be born again. You must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. What exactly does this mean? Nicodemus is confused at first, but Jesus will go on to explain, you must be born again of water and the Spirit. This is what's given to each and every one of us in holy baptism. When we are changed to be believers through the work of the Holy Spirit that comes through the Word, and when we are declared to be children of God in holy baptism and joined to Jesus Christ himself. These are the gifts given to us in our baptism when we are reborn as sons and daughters of the King in the waters of holy baptism. So that's the message that Jesus has for us today from John chapter 3, that you are born of water and the Spirit in holy baptism. This is what Jesus answered Nicodemus first. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. All of us are conceived and born in sin. All of us are sinful from birth. We all know that we commit our own sins each and every day as well. And it's very clear, like St. Paul says in Romans 6:23, that all who sin are doomed to death. The wages of sin is death. So we are all born condemned to die. That is the state we all live in. That is the state that we must be brought out of. That is a state that we cannot escape by our own power. And Jesus tells us how we can escape this. We must be born again. To receive faith in him, to receive the forgiveness of sins, to be called sons and daughters of God. And when Nicodemus first hears this, he seems to be confused at first. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? The problem here with Nicodemus is that he has his mind only set on the things of the flesh. He's only taking this naturalistically. But Jesus tells him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit can't be something that we just accomplish by our own will or just by putting a little effort into it. We're all conceived and born in sin, and there's nothing we can do to escape that by our own power. Being born again is something that must be done to us. Being born again by the Spirit must be something that comes to us by the gift of God, just like our life at all is a gift that comes to us by God that we cannot earn by our own works. And this being born again comes to us by hearing, like St. Paul says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And through the word of Christ, faith is created in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And like Luther says in the explanation of the Lord's Prayer in the Small Catechism, "Thy kingdom come" is fulfilled when God reigns in our hearts, when we believe his holy word. And then this being born again is placed on you in holy baptism. You hear, you believe, the Holy Spirit has created faith in you, and God pours out his riches, his grace, his life, his forgiveness on you in holy baptism. And this is true for you whenever you were baptized. If you were baptized as a little infant, just a little bit after you were born, if you were baptized as an adult, God's grace is still the same for you. God's favor, his riches, his mercy are all poured out on you in that moment, and you are truly called a child of God. You are in that moment born again as a child of God. This is what St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3. He saved us, not because of works done by us in our righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You're born again by water and the Spirit in holy baptism, and you become a child of God and an heir of the kingdom, the firstborn son that receives the inheritance of Jesus himself. And what is this gift? What is this inheritance? It is the forgiveness of sins. It is eternal life in Christ. It is salvation that comes to all who believe in him. This is what St. Paul says in Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. When you receive the water and the word in holy baptism, and the Holy Spirit is poured down upon you in holy baptism, you put on Jesus. And then you get to wear everything about him. You wear his righteousness. You wear his mercy, his grace. This is your clothing as you go about in this world, and then as you enter into the kingdom of heaven. You're born again in holy baptism in order to be joined to Christ. This is what Jesus says. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus was lifted up for you on the cross and shed his blood for you so that you could have the forgiveness of sins, so that you could have his righteousness. And when you were born again by faith and holy baptism, you receive what he won for you on the cross. That is, the forgiveness of sins, salvation from sin, death, and the devil, and eternal life in him. Just like he said, no one has ever ascended into heaven by their own power. First, the Son of Man has to descend to you, and then he comes down and gets you and brings you back to be where he is in the kingdom of heaven. And he goes on to say those very famous words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God sent his Son to be lifted up, to die for us so that we can have forgiveness and life in him. And he sent Jesus to rise from the dead so that we can have eternal life in him. In our baptism, we're joined to Jesus, joined to him in his death, joined to him in his resurrection. This is what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. You were born into this world in sin, according to the flesh, destined to death. But through faith given to you by the Holy Spirit and poured out on you in holy baptism, you have been born again to new life and growth, now and forever in the kingdom of heaven. You belong to God as his own child. You are secured in holy baptism for this world and the world to come, and you are strengthened for this world. Because think about it this way. Whatever you face in this life, now you're facing it with a new identity. You're not just an ordinary person that's being tossed around by all the terrible things that are going on, not knowing what's going to happen or not knowing what even in the world is going on. You face all these things. Yes, you do face them, but you face them with a new identity. You face them as a child of God. You face them as someone who knows where they're headed, the kingdom of heaven, someone who knows that no one can take that away from you. You face them knowing that Jesus is with you through it all. So you see that when you are joined to Christ in holy baptism, this changes everything. It changes everything about where you will spend eternity because you are born in him again and will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And it changes everything about this world. And no matter what happens in this life, you know that you are secure. You are secure as God's own child. He clothes you with himself in holy baptism. He gives you his righteousness, and he promises you eternal life in him forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.